we'd like to think, you know, that Dolores would really like what we've done here, and how it sounds. We've been, I guess, as close to like everything we've done in relation to this album has been, you have to kind of imagine how, what she would have done and how she would have treated it, you know, in regards to her parts. And I think, you know, we can only in some ways guess a little bit, you know, it's something we'll never know. But we feel that it's something she would have really liked. I think the overall sound, I think if we'd have gone off and done something crazy, like a completely different sounding album, like not like the Cranberries, then she would have hated it. But if anything, we've gone back to the kind of the Cranberries' earlier sound. And I think she would have really, really liked that.
Someone wants to add something?
Her brothers, we gave them a copy of the album when we were finished. And we gave her mother and her brothers a copy. And all the brothers said that it reminded them of the early songs and that she'd have loved it and she'd have been proud of it. So it was really nice to hear that. Her mother hasn't listened to it yet. It's a bit too emotional, but...
So perhaps she would say hello from the sky and say, well done, guys.
Yeah.
I hope so. Or you hope so as well. What kind of person, what kind of character was Dolores, first speaking about her and then about the music of your new album?
I get, like, to us, because obviously she was our friend, we kind of knew a different side of her than you would see publicly. And she was actually, she loved just a good laugh, a good bit of fun. And she was great to kind of, especially when we were doing like weeks of kind of press stuff and that, where it was all very kind of serious sometimes, she would just joke around all the time. You know, you never know what she was going to say. That was the entire 30 years of knowing her. She was very unpredictable. But that was great. And, you know, that's what people loved about her. And you miss that. You miss that kind of, that fun part of her that used to be there. And that was something that, like, we know each other a long, long time. And then the doors kind of came into this mix of the three of us but just gelled in straight away. You know, it took a very short amount of time before we all became really good friends. And you miss that a lot. That's kind of, I think anyone who has a loss of a friend, you know, you remember these times, and it's no different for us. It's that. It's just, I guess, the public face of it, people see Dolores as a different thing, or, you know, this other person. But for us, it's our friend.
And are you, as you told that she was kind of unpredictable? Mm-hmm. Are you predictable compared to her?
I think so. Yeah.
How and why did you decide to produce this last album, the song you already recorded as a demo?
We had about maybe a month or so after Dolores passed away, we had begun recording demos before, like since maybe summer of 2017. Was it 2017? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I get my years mixed.
So after Dolores passed away, we went through the hard drives and listened to how many songs were there and if the quality was good. And after listening and realising there were so many good quality songs that were almost finished, you know, the vocals were amazing on them and there was some great ideas. And we kind of said we could do an album maybe and finish this off. We spoke to her family and they were really behind us, you know, and thought it was a great idea. They thought it was a really nice idea to finish what Dolores had started. We spoke to Stephen Street, our producer, who kind of has worked with us for a long time. And he loved the songs and thought it was going to be a very strong album. So we went into the studio in April of last year, so almost a year ago. Stephen thought it would be good to get into the studio early like that. I know it was only a few months after Dolores passed away, but we were feeling very emotional and very passionate about the music and everything. And we wanted to do a really good job and to, you know, do justice to the work she had already. It's a very emotional album, but at the same time, it's not all sad. There's lots of happy songs as well, because Dolores was in a good place. She was kind of putting her hardships behind her and moving forward into a new optimistic part of her life.
Yes, I would agree. I would say some of the songs are a bit melancholic, but there's a general kind of, I would call it, cheerfulness in the album. Would you agree to it?
Yeah, I think that's what surprised people that have heard it, have all said, oh, it's not at all what we expected. Even the single, which everyone would have heard by now, you know, I'm not really sure what they expected, but it just, you know, we came out with this single and it's a big kind of rocky kind of song, and then everyone was going, oh, it's fantastic, because it's not what they expected. And what you have to remember, I guess, is that the album was written at a time where it was like, okay, let's write the next Cranberries album, with obviously no foresight as to what was going to happen. So it was just business as usual in that sense, where the songs were written and then it was like, let's get time now and go in and record them. So there's no reason why it would have been anything different than that.
That's true.
You know, even when, if we tried to go in and make it that way, it wouldn't have been possible, because the songs weren't, you know, they were never written that way. So it's a mix, you know, like any Cranberries album, it has the highs and the darker moments. And I think it's very, we've managed to kind of capture that. And it more so on this album than we have in a long time. It's a lot closer to those first two or three albums we did. And that's why I'm kind of excited, you know, I think, for people to hear it and kind of see what it is we're talking about. Because there has been this kind of, I don't know, people just thought, oh, they're going to come out, it's going to be a dark, kind of very down kind of album, and it's not. Mm. And that'll be good for people to see and hear that.
Let's talk a bit about the work on the demos. How did you do it? So you just told that they were almost finished, more or less, before. How did you get to work with the demos? What did you add? What did you do?
Well, normally, like what it was, so you send the ideas over and back, kind of, you know, online a lot. And then, so you kind of have a blueprint then of what the song, of the direction it might be going in. But the demos, a lot of the time, even though you've got the Doris on there and you've got like kind of rough bits of programming to kind of just get it to a point, it still doesn't sound like a proper Cranberries song. So when we go in, you put it up on the desk, everything, and then you take down all the demo instruments, if you want to call them that. And like sometimes you would, like we obviously on this album kept all the vocals. And sometimes you might kind of have a guitar idea that might be fine to keep as well, you know, little things like that. But then it involves the three of us starting to play around that. And there's just that mix of when the three of us play on top of Dolores' vocal, suddenly it opens up into this Cranberries song and this sound that you can only get by having the four of us on one song.
Was it a fast and clear decision to work with Stephen Street again, who already produced some of your albums?
So. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think so. It kind of brought it back full circle as well. You know, it did. So straight away we knew, like we didn't even think about it. Mm. We didn't discuss it. We just said, "Oh, who's going to call Stephen or whichever?" Like, and take it from there. You know, so Steve, once he heard the demos, he was in straight away. He was like, so.
Mm. Could you describe for me or for the listeners as well how he does his work as a producer? Is he, well, talking a lot or back and letting
it's all about
happen?
The song with Stephen. Mm-hmm. Like he told us that from day one, 20 something years ago, you need to be conscious of the song and not like, I want to do a brilliant guitar part here and I want to do a great bass solo here and so on. It's not about that, particularly with us. The great thing he was with us is to kind of leave the space for Dolores' vocal, which he treated, I guess, in some ways like another instrument. And it was, you know, the kind of the main kind of part of all our songs was the way Dolores could deliver these sweeping vocals. So Stephen was perfect to find that place for us. And he'd always just kind of go, look, let's get going and you start. And then he's very open to you come in and go, I have an idea. And you go, okay, let's give it a go. And then if it isn't working, he'll tell you straight up, though, you know, or he might get you to kind of change it a little bit so that it works better. He has an amazing ear. Like, I mean, he'd hear things that we wouldn't. And it's great to have somebody outside of the four of us that can see a kind of a clearer picture. And that's why we've done of all her albums. I think he's done probably five of them. Out of seven albums, maybe something like that. So, you know, there's a relationship. Also, we became very good friends with him in the beginning, and that helps as well. So there's not that kind of awkward stage of getting to know somebody when you go into the studio. It's kind of, it's just after a couple of hours, it just falls back into place, and then the joking would normally start, and you know, because he would always say to us, the four of us would be talking amongst ourselves, but our accents would get thicker then because we're speaking amongst ourselves, and he'd be like, I don't understand a word you're saying, you know. So it was good. It's been great to work with Stephen. We were very lucky to find him in the beginning.
Passing of time is like turning a page. That some lyrics about in the song. Got it. What kind of pages are beginning now for you? What is written on it? What would you say?
It's hard to tell. Like, it's this year has been such a kind of, it's been a mad year since that day, you know, on the 15th of January last year. All our worlds completely changed. And then, you know, you went from the shock of all of that, and then, you know, there was the funeral, and then we were in the studio doing this album. And a lot of this year has been preparing for this moment, you know, you between recording, sorting out the kind of, you know, what songs are going to go where, and mixing it, mastering, doing the album cover. And it's just, it has taken up a lot more time than people kind of realise. And it hasn't really given you much time to think of what are you going to do after this. And it's only really in the last week or two, you know, people have started to ask us that, and you do sit in your room going, oh yeah, what is next kind of thing. But I think it'll hit us more when this is out and done, you know, in the weeks following that, when things start to quieten down, you'll start to realise, you know, that's behind me now. And I'd say a little break for a while will be good for everybody to kind of, you know, kind of in your own mind, just relax a bit and regroup. And I guess, look, we'll see what comes, but we've been doing music so long, it will obviously be something within that, in whatever form that takes.